Ryan Olson's head basketball coach at Lamoni. Lamoni's off to a 2-1 start, and Seymour's coming up next. Don't worry, Maxburg's going to be early next week. In fact, I guess they go back-to-back Monday, Tuesday next week. So in terms of games, it's a fairly busy stretch for Lamoni, but so far so good with a 2-1 record. And the loss was to a league team but a non-league game in Murray, and a good opener. I would guess, you know, a pretty good barometer of where you might be at. And that might be, you know, a bit too much of a challenge maybe for a really young team of the last 2 years. I'm not so much – I wasn't so sure it was this year. That might have been a decent opening game for you, Coach.
Yeah, it was a good matchup for us. First quarter, we were only down, I think, 6 at the end of the first quarter. And, you know, we were down 31-14, and we shot ourselves back into the game and had a really nice third quarter and actually won the third quarter 18-11 and got back in the game. We were only down 10. At one time in the third quarter, we – cut it to 7, and, you know, we started shooting the 3 and really started getting hot. I think we made, I don't know, 6 or 7 threes in the second half, and it was a lot of fun. And for one quarter, I was super happy. I had a big smile on my face, and it was Demon basketball, and it was really fun to watch. We ran out of gas and just couldn't quite get over the hump. We had a lot of first-game jitters and missed a lot of shots, but overall, I was really pleased with the effort.
Will you be able to use the 3-point shot as a luxury rather than necessity this year?
Yes, and that's the kind of the point that we're kind of been building on these guys, that they don't need to. One of our team goals for the season is more frees and less threes, and that means more free throws and less three-pointers. And, you know, we can shoot them if we have to, but I don't want to rely on it. And we can go inside. We have some big bodies. And that's kind of what translated into our game against Twin Cedars. We didn't shoot the three as much and went to the line a lot more, and a couple guys got hot in that Twin Cedars game. But that's one thing that we're really harping on is shooting more free throws and taking the ball to the basket this year.
And then even now that you have played Murray, because you expected them, they always generally are going to be sound. Do you still expect them to be an upper division team this year?
A 1-2 or three team. They're going to be a top 2 or 3 team in our conference. You know, they've got 7 or 8 seniors, and they start 5 seniors, and they're long and they're athletic. And it was a really good test for us. You know, we took another step in the right direction. It just didn't quite go our way, but super happy with what we got done.
You talked a little about what got done against Twin Cedars. Now, they have a really good player that's back, but their roster did flip a little bit.
Yeah, they lost. They had a couple guys not go out, and then they had a few gentlemen that were on their football team and All-State football and track guys that kind of took a couple years off. So they've got some size inside. We had to go against a 6'5 and 300-pound kid that was pretty tough, and Jake Crozier inside. And he gave us a little bit of fits, but we chased around Cam Arkham. But Cam Arkham was a senior all-conference point guard, and he had 30 points in his first game, and we decided that we weren't going to let that happen again. And he only made 3 field goals on the night, and we boxed and won and got after him a little bit. And 3 guys on our team, Cameron Thorpe, and we had a freshman, Patrick Savage, and Bryce Alley, chased him around all game, and we did a really nice job against him.
Okay, you could tell during the football season that Patrick Savage is a guy that, he was just a guy that needed to be on the field because, really the effort or energy that he brought. And I knew, based on what you said, just based on his ability, that Ansong was going to be playing this year, but it looks like you're more than comfortable with going with those 2 young guys this year.
Oh, definitely. Steven started all 3 games for us, and Patrick's made an appearance in all 3 of our varsity games so far, and I'm slowly working Patrick in. He's still a little bit shaky on the offensive side of the ball, but he really rebounds and really brings some energy for us, and he's a good defender. If I tell him to go stick somebody, he sticks somebody, and just one of those coachable guys. And third quarter in that Twin Cedars game, too, Bryce Alley had 18 points in the third quarter by himself and really had himself a game. He shot almost 50% from the field and had 34 points. And he was made me look good and made the team look good. And he had a really nice game, too. So
Now he will be the normal point for you, and I suppose he probably can play, too, but do you have somebody else to slide in a point if he does?
Right now, we're just going with Bryce Alley at the point, and he's doing a nice job. He's taking a few shots. We've been talking about shot selection with him, and he's taking some bad ones, and he knows it. But he's slowly and slowly getting better and making better reads and trusting the guys around him a little bit more this year. And we really got the ball inside in that game, too. And then And last night, in our game last night, he did a better job of distributing and taking care of the basketball and doing some nice things. So it's a slow step. For right now, we're just going to play Nicholas Patience and some of our other guards at the two and the three, and Bryce is going to be our point guard for the season.
Moravia was last night a 50-39 win, get a road win against Moravia, so took another step, had another chance to see, I guess, this team in a little different setting, road test. I would guess probably what, a little higher level opponent over Twin Cedars?
Overall, Moravia has definitely improved. They got a nice group of sophomores, juniors. They're going to be really tough next year because they got everybody coming back. I don't think they had a senior that stepped on the floor last night, and we got off to a good start. We were up 20 to, I think, 7 or 8 or something like that in the first quarter. I think 20 to 7, we were up 13, and we held that comfortable lead all the way till the very end, and then we just gave up a few three-pointers at the end, but it was always 15 or 13 or something like that, and just played nice and comfortably. Bryce Alley had a nice first half with 16, and then they went boxing one on him, and that really slowed him down. But Ann Song and Potter stepped up last night inside. They both had double-digit scores with 10 and 13, and Potter had 13 and 13 last night, so it was nice to have him show up finally and contribute. And I think he had 6 or 7 blocks, and he had 13 rebounds. So he had a really nice game last night, and just proud to get a road win. It's always hard to win on the road in the conference and anywhere you go, and it's just good to get out of there with a win.
It would appear again that the way the schedule looks, that you're back-ended as far as the competition level of the league teams. Now, that being said, I don't think this upcoming stretch is going to be busy. I don't know if it's necessarily overbearing. The thing it does do is you could be tired after it, but if things go for you, if things break right for you, certainly gives you a chance to get momentum.
We're definitely excited. We've kind of talked about that. We're just kind of taking it one game at a time. But our guys know what's out in front of them, like you said. And we're hoping to put 4 or 5 games together next week and, on Friday and taking care of Seymour, hopefully. And we've got 3 road games next week, too. So we've got, that's 5 out of our next 6 games that we just played on the road. We're going to be definitely tired and wore out. More guys are going to have to see some floor time. We're going to have to spread that out a little bit, but we like our chances. We like where we're at, and super excited for hopefully getting 5 or 6 in a row.
So, Ryan Olson, head basketball coach of the Moni.